Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
Good morning to you, Rose Gray. Welcome back
thank
to the show.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
You are so tan. I'm so jealous.
I think it's old skin. I think my skin is so old that all I have to do is put a little sun on it and it gets that color.
Oh, you have a good vacation?
Oh, my gosh. Four Brewer games.
Nice.
Five rounds of golf.
Oh, my goodness.
You saw my Facebook Instagram post holding up my Siding Unlimited ball.
Yes.
Held on to that ball for 36 holes.
That's awesome.
Yes. Pickleball four or five mornings. And
no wonder why you're so tan. Yeah. You're outside the whole time.
The whole entire time. I had something happen that has only happened to me one other time in my life. A Brewer game rained out.
Yeah.
That was unusual.
But, so did they have to do a doubleheader another day, or spring training?
They moved it to a night game.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Got to go to another stadium, too. We stayed in Surprise. So the Rangers and the Royals stadium was literally within a mile and a half of our house. So
nice.
We went there. So
well, welcome back.
Thank you. And I highly recommend. And when you read my bio and it says Rose has been all over the world, but her favorite place is Arizona for spring training, I'm not kidding. It is my favorite place.
Yeah. So, well, good. Glad you got to spend a couple weeks away doing what you love to do.
Yeah.
And now we're here to answer questions about travel. What do people need to know this week?
Well, things are just bumping along right now. I have to tell you. So this week, because it coincided with Easter and spring, many, many, many schools had their spring break. It was like a crazy time. It was kind of unusual. So our offices were not very busy yesterday because I did hang around until the bitter end. I left my desk at 4:59 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
All right, you owe him a minute.
And I had a couple errands to run before the Marquette game. So I breezed down up to Blind Horse, my winery of choice, of where I'm a club member, and I went to pick up my every quarter you get an allotment of wine that you've chosen. And I thought, oh, this will be great for Easter. I'll grab it. But I had two other errands I had to run. So I know you have this happen to you as well. I ran into somebody who said, hey, got time for a quick story?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, yeah. Usually your mind goes to, oh, what bad thing happened on a trip, right? Nope. These are some people that I started booking over 20 years ago when I was making reservations, which I no longer do, boys and girls, so don't call Rose. But we have qualified people, and they've moved on to another travel advisor within Fox. Well, what they wanted to tell me was this. They just went on their fifth cruise that they booked with Fox World Travel. And her sister and brother-in-law wanted to go along. They're from Virginia. They said, call Fox World Travel and just get on the same cruise. Well, they didn't do that. They did it on their own. They get on the ship. The Fox World Travel couple gets upgraded to a different... And they tried to book cabins that were close to each other, but now they're on much higher deck because higher is better and a much better cabin. Then they find out that the Fox World Travel couple has a $200 cabin onboard credit because we belong to a consortium, which I speak of often, called Signature.
Yep.
That was the perk that Fox gets because we belong to that. So they learned their lesson.
Yeah, the lesson is foxworldtravel.com. Start there when you're starting travel.
And I do want to mention, when you go to foxworldtravel.com, a few people have emailed or text or called and said, I can't find the show anymore. So if you go to the Fox World Travel homepage, under vacation travel, you will find a tab that is stay connected. That's where you find the Fox World Travel Show. But you can find it on Spotify, and you can find it wherever you get your podcast.
Well done, Rose Gray.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back. Glad you're here this week. We will talk travel, and we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text line. We'll take your calls and texts when we come back. And get ready. It's going to be rainy for the next 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll get your rain jacket out.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
A little ball game theme? Did they play this while you were in Arizona?
They didn't play that version of it, but they definitely played that song. I mean, honestly, one more thing about spring training. You know, that's not a big moneymaker for Fox World Travel. If you right. need our assistance with flights or hotel accommodations in the Glendale, Scottsdale, Phoenix area, certainly a car rental, we can help you with that. But we don't have group trips that go right, and right. all go to the same game or anything like that. But I am just telling you, if you have never been to spring training, it is just so completely different than it's just you're up close and personal. You are literally feet away from the players.
Like going to a little league game almost.
Like a Milkman game or a Timber Rattlers game or whatever.
Nice. So, all right. So let's take some calls. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. A bunch of them just popped in here. Holy cow. Not sure if Rose will be able to answer this. When people are traveling by air, are there any precautions they should take regarding Boeing?
Yeah. You know what? I don't have an answer for that. I would not ever change my plans if I in fact found out that it was going to be a Boeing aircraft, because not all, I mean, there's so many versions of Boeing, and we're right. talking about a specific kind of Boeing. But I will tell you this, somebody did tell me that their mother, who had very bad fear of flying, did find out that the plane she was going to be on was a Boeing 737-800 series, which has had some problems, and the airline did not refund her, but they offered to move her to a different flight that currently was not showing that type of aircraft.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing to keep in mind about that. The airlines can change your aircraft at any time for any reason. It could be a multitude of reasons. And so you may find out when you get to the airport that that's the aircraft you're flying on. But I don't know. I don't know how anybody would...
And if you cancel that trip, it's not on you.
That's on you. Yep, yeah. exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Rose. We're doing a riverboat cruise in May to Oregon and Washington. What is the best raincoat and gear to buy? Is there a better brand than others? What do you use?
So typically, I go to REI. Just check out that website. Yeah. They will give you fabulous reviews and ideas, and then maybe if you Amazon it or go somewhere else other than their website, you might find their products are rather expensive, but they're fabulous. And good rain gear. We all know, right? Cold is one thing, but wet is another.
The most miserable Packer game I ever was at was cold and rainy.
Yeah.
I was miserable for 3.5 hours. Luckily, we won the game, so it paid off. But WTMJ talking text line, 855-616-1620. Have you had any teenagers, in my case, two 15-year-olds, do the 14-day Alaska land cruise trip? My daughter would like to go to Alaska for her golden birthday, but I'm not sure it's something for 15-year-olds. Thank you very much for your show. You guys rock.
One, wonderful. So the youngest person who has ever accompanied me on an Alaska trip within my group was a sixth grader.
Okay.
So what are you, 12 or something?
I was going to say 12, 11, somewhere in that range.
And the reason he got to go is because he was having a very tough year and he had issues in school. And his grandparents said to him, if you can straighten up and fly right, you can go anywhere in the world when your sixth grade year is over.
Really?
And he picked Alaska. So they went with us. Now, this kid was so enthralled with the whole idea of going to Alaska, and he was journaling, which I found so cool. So he got along just fine. I will also tell you, I have dined with somebody that was not with our group, but was with her grandmother, and she was 18, bored out of her mind. So... It
just depends on the kid.
It's the kid, because we use Holland America. There are no flow riders. There are no rock climbing walls. There are no go-karts. There's nothing like that. If I was going to take kids to Alaska and only do an Inside Passage cruise, I would use Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
Because
there's more to do.
Very kid-friendly. You've got some days at sea. Now, one of the days at sea on Holland America, you're in Glacier Bay. And you are in Glacier Bay the entire day. You are parked in front of the biggest piece of ice you'll ever see, probably. And you stay there for a couple of hours. So do you have the story of take your kid to the Grand Canyon, you pump them up, and they stand at the edge of it and go, so it's a big hole? When are we going? whoa. So every kid is different.
Yeah.
How you handle that is
It's amazing how the older you get, the more respect you have for things like the Grand Canyon or the glaciers or the...
Because we stop and we take time. The age that we're talking about, 14, 15-year-olds, do they appreciate...
Those things. 855-616-1620. Let's go to Steve in Genesee. Good morning. What's your question, Steve?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
So it's Steve and Lisa. We're going to do the Viking cruise October 13th to the 20th. So we start in Basel and get into Amsterdam on the 20th. And then we don't fly home till Thursday of that week. And Lisa and I, we're going to go into Cannes and do the Normandy and the D-Day experience. But we figured out that we just not leaving ourselves enough time to do it. So, maybe we were thinking of flying from Amsterdam to Paris and bumming around Paris, but maybe we want to save that. Should we, any thoughts on maybe going into Belgium? I know we could hang around Amsterdam for a few days, but we've kind of done that a little. Whether it's worth going into Belgium, Antwerp, and some of the other cities in Belgium, or...
Belgium is amazing. So if you can figure out a way to incorporate Belgium into that itinerary. Have you ever heard of Bruges?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It's an amazing city that is underrated and not very known about. And there, I'm telling you right now, I had been to Antwerp. I had been to Brussels more than once. My first time going to Bruges, blown away by how cool it is. It's a city with canals. It has the best chocolate I've ever imbibed in my entire life. The people are amazing. And the beer, if you like beer, holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
So I would absolutely say that if you want to head to Belgium, you could easily entertain yourself. I'm concerned that you're going to shortchange yourself on a Paris or Normandy experience by rushing it.
Yeah, right. So... we get into Amsterdam on Sunday from the Viking cruise, and then I'm assuming we can jump on something to get to the main train station. I would assume there's train service between Amsterdam and Bruges.
There is, and unlike most or many places where I sometimes discourage car rentals, if you could get the car and get out of Amsterdam immediately, I would not discourage it in this case. But if you're very comfortable with the whole public transportation train situation, that probably is a better choice based on if you do go to Bruges or Belgium or Antwerp, parking the car is what becomes the problem.
So, I have already rented a Hertz car at the Amsterdam airport. So I've got that covered. So this was kind of another question. If I use my Discover card, they've sent me a letter saying that I have car rental insurance, but they don't give me any details of what that insurance is.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I trust that. I have it per se, and then I'm going to buy it's about $750 to buy the travel protection from the various travel agencies, which covers our medical expenses and so forth. And then I'm assuming this letter and the Discover card, maybe it's not Discover, it's Capital One covers the car rental insurance for the car, but I don't know how Europe is for the other, if say someone else from the other side would get hurt, how that works insurance-wise.
Right. So I'm glad that it is not a Discover card, because that was going to be my number one concern. Discover is not readily acceptable in Europe at all. The other thing you need to do is your due diligence by getting in depth with that whole what is covered with my credit card. Really, really find that out. And then call your insurance, your car insurance person here.
American Family.
Call them, call your rep, and get really, really detailed information about how you are covered when you are traveling internationally.
All right. Sounds like a lot of great options. We do need to take a break. Thank you for calling in. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Easter weekend, hopefully you have good plans to get to church tomorrow, spend time with family, get the Easter egg hunt in, the brunch, all that good stuff. We did get a text here that said, for reasonably priced rain gear, check out Frog Togs. Not stylish, but very functional and light for a fraction of the price.
Well, there you go. And I can attest to the not fashionable because my husband uses it for fishing.
Okay,
and it is not fashionable.
So it's utilitarian.
It's utilitarian.
I'm wearing this because I need to stay dry.
Exactly.
Okay, good. So we have about a minute before we get to the news here. Let's do a quick reset for people that may have never heard the show before. What does Fox World Travel all do travel-wise?
So Fox World Travel is an all multi-purpose company. We do business travel, vacation travel, meetings and incentives. And within the vacation travel division, we have a group department, and we talk a lot about those groups because both Colleen, who fills in for me often, thank you, Colleen, for filling in for me while I was in Arizona, takes a lot of those groups out, as do I. And then we also have a destination wedding team within that division. So lots going on, as you can imagine, at any given time at Fox World Travel.
The nice thing is, because you have so many people working there, you have experts in certain areas, right? So when I go to foxworldtravel.com, I fill out the contact us form. I put as much detail as I know about my trip in there. How many people are going? Where do you want to go? When do you want to go? As much information as you can include. Are there disabilities we're dealing with? Are there older, younger, that sort of stuff? That then can get directed to the right person who's been there, that knows that area, that gets you exactly what you need.
Right, because we don't work on commission. It's not, that's why we're no longer travel agents. We're at travel advisors.
There you go.
Because if somebody said, I want to go to Japan, and I wasn't familiar at all with that destination, I would say, but we have a Japan expert on staff. Let me put you in contact with her.
The benefits of Fox World Travel.
Exactly.
All right. It is a Fox World Travel show. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your texts and calls at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Brewers beat the Mets 3-1 in their first game of the season. But you were you watching that or the Marquette game?
This is why I was in a hurry. So I was working, so I had the Brewer game on WTMJ in the background. Listen to that. I won't lie. I did run into the living room quickly to look at the TV a couple of times. But then that ended by like 3:45-ish.
And then
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock was the Marquette game. So right. I got all that done in between.
Well, you got one win and one loss out of that sports day. They do open at American Family Field this Tuesday.
Very exciting. And I used to never, ever, ever, ever miss an opening day. But as you get older, you realize that's kind of amateur hour sometimes. And I really want to go watch the game and not people acting silly in the parking lot.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ talking text line. Text here says, what are some reputable travel companies in Africa to book a safari?
So there are many, many, many. And it really depends on your budget. I will tell you that. So Globus Family of Brands, which is one of our absolute favorite companies. And something else I should mention, I was reminded of this by several people this week. Because of our relationship at Fox World Travel with Globus Family of Brands, who also owns Avalon Waterways, based on availability, you are given the perk or the benefit that is additional to booking with Fox World Travel is you can have a complimentary post or pre-night.
Oh,
so how
that
cool
is nice.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big value. We're talking a nice hotel to get there a day early and start your trip. So yes, indeed, we have Globus Family of Brands. Several of the really high-end ones, Abercrombie and Kent, heard of those, mm-hmm. A&K. They've been around forever. That is their forte. They do the world, but that is their forte. Another one we love, love, love is African Travel. My three African experiences were with African Travel. And it's really all about, again, the budget and the lodges that you're going to be staying in on safari. So Mikado is another one. So A&K, African Travel, Mikado, Globus family of brands, kind
lots of
in that order. Yeah.
Lots
but again,
options.
Go to our website, find that African specialist, and let us help you delve into this more deeply.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website.
Foxworldtravel.com. Go check it out. And let's talk about some of the trips that are listed there right now. What are, is anything close to being sold out at this point?
Yeah. So the My Alaska trip, which is the 13th of July, I believe there's one seat left on it.
Oh, my goodness.
It sold out very quickly. Colleen's has one seat left on it. So those two are going to probably be showing up as sold out pretty quickly.
Okay.
There is still Alaska and the Yukon, which is June 9th. I know we are going to be adding more Alaskas. We just wanted to get Colleen and mine out first. So stay tuned for...
And these are for 2025.
2025. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so stay tuned for those. I also want to give a shout out. I looked on Avalon's website this morning just to verify that there still are cabins available that we could get if you decided you wanted to come along with Steve Scafidi.
Oh.
So German Grandeur, that's two nights in Munich and then sailing. And it's actually kind of a mashup of the Rhine, the Main, and the Danube. You're actually on all three of those on this very, very interesting river cruise. Also, want to let everybody know that we still have space on Paris to Normandy. We have a lot of people that just want to do that and say that they've been there. Colleen does have, I think, a very limited space on her Portugal trip. She'll probably be texting me to tell me, Rose, no, I don't. But it's not showing out right, showing sold out right now. So Hawaii is up for sale. We also have a June Alaska that's got space available, a lot of space available, actually. So, yeah, the best thing to do is just check out that website. And that is new. It's a new website.
Yep.
And I know there were some pains at the beginning of all of this. And I think we've got most of those bugs out. If you can't figure something out or find something, give us a call. We'll direct you.
You guys are not open on Saturdays anymore,
no,
correct?
And nobody's... the customers are sad about it, but the people that were working on Saturdays are not that sad about it. But
yeah. Well, you work every Saturday. What are they complaining about?
I like to tell them that.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text line. Got another text here. It says, advice on excursions when we stay at Mount McKinley Princess Wilderness Lodge and the Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge after our seven-night northbound Alaska cruise.
So lots of things to do there. We always call your stay at the McKinley area, which is, people think they can stay right at Denali. You can't. You're really outside of that area of the park. But at these wilderness lodges have so many things, and Colleen loves to say mild to wild. You could do something as mild as taking a horse-drawn excursion that then takes you to dinner, which is kind of a nice thing, or as wild as river rafting. And all things in between. There are glacier opportunities there. Not glacier, but there are fixed wing plane opportunities there. If you want to get up close and personal, you get on a fixed wing plane. It will take you up to the face of Denali, which is remarkable. I'm going to do something exciting when I'm there in June of this year. I'm going to golf.
In Alaska.
In Alaska.
In the snow?
No,
there's no snow there.
Snow
at that
there
time.
That time. But it's the course itself is not fantastic, but you have every chance of seeing a moose on the fairway or having to get foul of some sort off of the green so you can putt. So that I'm kind of excited about. So
Very nice.
And then there are also shows that both Holland America and Princess, who are sister companies, put on. And you can go to either the one at the Princess Wilderness Lodge or you can come over to McKinley Chalets and do the show there. So dinner shows. So mild to wild, anything that you could possibly want.
Perfect. So check that all out at foxworldtravel.com. When we come back, we'll talk to Judy in Maguanago. She has a question about Norwegian cruise lines. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
By the way, I kind of really want to go on that trip with Steve Scafidi. He came out to the home show while I was out there on Sunday of last week.
Oh, fun.
He's such a nice guy. If you're looking for a guy to go hang out with and drink beer in Germany, Steve's got to be the guy.
And, like, you know,
he's so nice.
We only get to hear him for an hour now.
Yeah.
Now, he's been on with Kristen Bry a couple of times, which I've thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
But my first trip with him was the trip to Italy last year, and remarkable, fantastic, amazing.
What? I don't even know. Was that a German song, Isaac, or was that an Italian?
It was Italian.
Okay. It just sounded like a polka almost to me. I'm like, it reminded me of that. Anyway, 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Judy in Maguanago. Good morning, Judy. What's your question?
Hi. We got a brochure in the mail maybe 2 weeks ago from Norwegian Cruise Lines that has a whole list of cruises all over the world that are like 50% off. They advise you to contact a travel agent, which we were thinking of Fox because you're the only one we've ever dealt with.
Yay!
And are these prices too good to be true, or am I missing something? Because they're like all half price, and the airfare is, you know, you pay for one, the other one gets free. And it's got like specialty dining and beverage package and everything at 50% off. Can you explain how they can do this?
Sure. It's just like when you look at any kind of a flyer from any retailer, they're going to say prices starting at, or they're going to say some cruises will have 50% off or something like that. That you are doing the right thing, Judy, by calling Fox, because we can absolutely positively help you delve into this whole process. And you tell us which of those is exciting to you, and then we will say, let's take a look at what is the best possible deal on that particular ship for that sailing. And then if you say, well, we're very flexible, maybe if you go 2 weeks later or 2 weeks earlier, you're going to get a better deal. And the advisors at Fox can help you determine that.
Okay, now they've got in here, they actually list set prices for like the balcony rooms, the ocean view rooms, et cetera. Can they change that then? Or is, you know, it doesn't say here that it's for certain weeks. It just gives you that price.
Yes, it's just like an airline. If they had one cabin available at that price, they can advertise it. That's why if somebody had said to me, well, I just saw something on Allegiant Airlines that their flight was $59. Yep, that's true, but they maybe set aside two seats to sell at that price, and then that was it. So it's based on availability and a lot of other things, but they got your attention, Judy, and that was the good thing, right?
Yes, yes, it definitely was. Okay, what hours is your office open?
Yep.
In Brookfield is the closest one for us.
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Much.
You're welcome. I know they will do the best for you. And sometimes Fox's offers are actually better than the cruise lines, so they'll let you know that.
Okay. Appreciate all the help.
Thanks.
Have a good Easter weekend. 855-616-1620. Talk about that. We went to a concert at Turner Ball. Turner Hall Ballroom.
I haven't been there in a long time.
I had never been there. Of all the concerts, I've never been there.
Oh,
but
wow.
Anyway, parking starting at $4. You know how much the parking was?
Was it 50?
$55. I didn't park there, but $55.
Yeah.
Prices starting at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe at like 2 in the morning on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
When we come back, more of your calls and texts, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show this morning on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This reminds me of drinking Foster's. Dayton Cave and Rose
down under. I got it.
Showers and cloudy today, 48 near the lake, 51 inland. Let's go and bust through a bunch of these texts here.
All right.
Recommendations on airline from Athens to Crete.
I believe Aegean Airlines flies that route. Now, I would look at Ryan, but I don't know that they do that because there's another discount carrier in Greece that's name is escaping me. So that it will come to me as I'm driving home.
866-GO-FOX-GO on Monday. Give that line a call. They'll figure it out for you. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Okay, another one here says, I'm looking for advice on Patagonia for 2025. Is it better to do a cruise from Buenos Aires to Santiago or a land tour?
Okay, two completely different ways to do this. When you're going to do a cruise, you're going to go into the port. You're going to have some excursions or you can explore on your own and you're going to get back on the ship and then you're going to go to the next port. Okay. Lovely way to do it. One reason being you're only unpacking one time. I love that. Are you going to be missing out on some of the breathtaking beauty of Patagonia because you're not traveling by land? Probably. So it would be a very, very hard decision for me. I love the no unpacking concept.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that is the most amazing, breathtaking scenery ever.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Doing Portugal with Colleen in 2025. Want to add on 2 days in Barcelona. Are there must-sees in Barcelona?
Yeah. So you're probably going to want to do Las Ramblas, which is this great big gigantic boulevardy-like street that goes through the town. And it's people watching heaven. It's you just sit down.
So there's a lot of people walking?
Walking.
Out there?
It's okay. Very pedestrian. Okay. Very pedestrian. And so you just pick one of the lovely little cafes to sit in and you get a sangria and you get some tapas and you just sit there and you just watch people. Of course, the Gaudi Cathedral that everybody has to go see. I've been there, I think, 3 times. I have never seen that cathedral without scaffolding.
Hmm.
It's always under being repair. Being worked on. But that is a remarkable thing. There's an international market that is just off of Las Ramblas that everybody goes to where you're going to see, you know, chickens hanging from the ceiling and every spice and every thing that Spain is known for can be found in that marketplace.
I always wonder if, like, we're just too protective here in the U.S., but you look at those markets and there's pig heads and there's flies everywhere and they're like, and they eat this. So right. I guess.
But we caution you not to do that because your little American body is not going to be able to handle that.
We can't just down that stuff. No.
No.
Okay.
No.
So we have just a couple minutes left. Remind everybody what all Fox World Travel can do.
Right. So just like Judy, who's going to call in to Fox on Monday, you call 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And talk to an advisor, not an agent, but an advisor, not somebody who has their best interest in mind, has your best interest in mind. What are you looking for? What do you hope to get out of this vacation? How many people are going? What have you done in the past? What have you liked about that trip? What have you not liked about that trip? All those kinds of things that we use to get to the bottom of how to get you the best possible experience. And, you know, sometimes Dayton, you're not going to believe this, but we tell somebody after they've come in with this wonderful idea, I don't think that's a good destination for you. You just told me you don't like heat, you have to stay out of the sun, but you're asking me to go to this warm weather destination. Maybe we should rethink this.
Right.
So lots of times that's the way that conversation goes. Or you have misgivings about sailing. Or you had a bad cruise experience 30 years ago, have things changed? Or your neighbor's wife's sister's cousin told you that you have to go to this particular destination because they loved it. Okay, you know, let's talk about those things.
You ever watch Somebody Feed Phil?
Yes.
So he went to Iceland and he did this cold water scuba thing and he was miserable. But this was like, oh, you got to go do this. He's like, nope. My thing.
Not your thing. And I tell the story. I was in Belize one time and I saw this guy spread out like a starfish in his wetsuit, looking like I was worried he wasn't alive. And I went over there and I said, how are you? All right. He goes, Yeah, I just get violently seasick when I scuba dive. I go, why do you scuba dive? Because he goes, because I love it. And I'm willing to get violently seasick.
Really?
So I can scuba dive.
Dramamine? Nothing?
Nothing worked for him, he told me. But again, those are the kinds of things that we want to talk to you about before exactly. we book some vacation for you that isn't right for you. Let us help you find out what is right for you.
Like you said, good place to start on the weekend since the offices aren't open now because we're out of peak season, so to speak.
Exactly.
FoxWorldTravel.com, the contact us form. Fill out as much information as you can there. You here for a while now?
I'm here
for
a really long time. I think you're going to have me until the middle of June. Okay. Can you handle it?
I can, yeah, okay. for sure. yeah, well, good. Glad you're back. Colleen always does an awesome job while you're not here, by the way. So thank her for filling
in. I do. And occasionally the two of us are traveling at the same time, and then we have to really scramble. But we've got good people all the way around. And as we've mentioned more than once on the show today, if I can't help you, Colleen can't help you, or the advisor you're working with can't help you, there is somebody at Fox that can help you.
I'm doing Guys Weekend with my dad, my brothers, my son-in-law next weekend up at the cabin. So Libby Collins filling in next week for me.
Fun for you.
And then I will see you in 2 weeks.
Perfect.
We do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.